Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Spiegel and Holmes.
The woo people are out.
Thanks for playing some Wu Tang. That made me feel good.
Chilling with my man Rusty. Ghost is a beast.
Wu Tang is for the children.
Afternoons on the Score.
What do you need from Matt and Shane that would help you going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to keep growing, keep communicating. I think you know, for myself, I want to be better. I want to be able to help this team win. I want to be able to help Chicago Bears reach their goals at the end of the season that we all have, that I've had, that I'm, you know, going to keep having. And so, you know, I think we all got to do a better job putting ourselves in position.
I think that is fair, although it seems pretty clear that there is one person more than maybe the others that's struggling with putting everyone in position, Speaks.
I think so. Shane Waldron is a problem, man, and the whole league is talking about it. Stacey Dales is really good at her job, super well-connected.
Yes, she is.
Isn't she? Super well-connected, too. Talks to people, works those sources, asks for help when she doesn't understand something, and then tells you about it, which is like an awesome thing for a connected reporter to discuss.
Those are usually when, like, the best relationships are forged.
Yeah, of course, because somebody's like, oh, good for you. You're looking for info, because you want to understand it. Right? Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. And she was, of course, in London a few weeks back for the Jacksonville game. And that is some of the context of the way she talks about the Bears offense. This morning with David Haw, she did the Lions and the Packers game in Green Bay. So she watched the Bears on tape, and this was her reaction to what the offense looked like against Arizona.
I mean, when I watched the game back yesterday, because I was in Green Bay for, you know, what was a very interesting divisional game between the Lions and Packers on Sunday. I sent a couple of clips to, you know, analysts that I trust, and just to break down what I saw and to make sure I wasn't crazy. There's precision on routes isn't there. Timing on routes isn't there. Concepts are odd. And then when I look at, you know, back at the game and watched it, and to see a guy in Cole Kmet, and now I understand the offensive line is banged up, so you're going to have your tight ends involved in pass pro and, you know, what have you. But for Cole Kmet, who to me is one of the best tight ends in the game, to not get a single target against Arizona is perplexing, to say the least.
How can Caleb Williams turn his season around?
I just think he has to get on the same page as the play caller. If Shane Waldron's the play caller, like, I don't know what the identity is. I really don't. Like, sometimes they run it, sometimes they throw it. But Caleb Williams right now has a 24 passer rating on deep passes. 24 passer rating. Wow. On deep passes. 14% of his pass attempts have been 20-plus air yards. So he's not throwing it downfield a whole lot, but then is he? Like, That's the third highest in the NFL. So why is he throwing it downfield? Like, if there's that much of a disconnect and divide, like, again, I went back and watched the game yesterday, David. He had an underneath to Cole Kmet, and he opted to throw it on one of those 20-plus air-yard throws, and it was an incompletion. Like, what is the disconnect between he and is he doing some of the things he wants to do in the offense? I don't know. Because what I hear publicly is that Shane Waldron's going to run the ball with Doug Kramer again. So I don't root for anybody in the league. I am very unbiased in how I approach the game because I cover all 32 at any given moment. But I do feel like I cover the Bears a lot, and I hear fans, and I'm in Chicago. I live here. What is Shane Waldron doing?
Wow.
That's an excellent question by Stacey Dales.
That first part where she's talking about sending clips to analysts, and they're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, the route timing's bad. The route concepts are bad. Like, everything is off. That's scary, man.
And think about what she was watching, too. She was watching Jared Goff go 18 of 22 and have a passer rating of 109 in the game that they won against Green Bay. So she's watching one of the guys that's playing the QB spot at the highest level this year. And then when she gets home, and she's also watching another quarterback who's really exciting but makes a lot of fatal mistakes. But then she gets home, and she watches the Bears offense, and it's like, what is happening here?
Yes, and she's the one who broke that story about the first 15 not being something that Waldron did, because players were talking to her. This morning, she referenced a conversation she had on the field in London with a Bears person who was saying, yeah, we're learning stuff every week. We're learning new stuff every week. And it was clearly the tone and the way she was talking about it was like, that was some exasperated person who's like, Waldron has given us new stuff every damn week instead of
perfecting stuff that they might be good at.
Yes! Yes! Like, he's just pulling whatever he thinks, oh, this might work, or maybe this might work, and he's just kind of flailing and trying to be clever, which is what it looks like in certain plays. And she is among many thoroughly exasperated by Waldron saying, yeah, he would call that play again to Doug Kramer at some point.
So I don't want to gloss over the fact that in there's also questions about what Caleb is choosing to throw.
Absolutely.
Like when Bowen breaks it down or Lawski says it.
Yes.
And now you have Stacey Dales saying, hey, there's free cheese out there. Why aren't you taking the free cheese?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And she references it there, that Komet's sitting there underneath, and he instead chooses to go down the field for what? Make a hero throw? Try to get a chunk because he thinks he needs to because he doesn't believe in what they're doing overall? I don't know.
I think he's hardwired that way. And like I was saying earlier, I don't think that's a bad thing. I just think that there are times when you have to say, okay, like this, I'm not connecting on those balls with the air yards of 20 yards or more. Like, I'm not doing that. So why not take the easier play? Why not give your guy an opportunity to make a play for you? And ideally, a tight end, the position of tight end is kind of known for that. And then specifically, Cole Kmet.
He's great at it. He's absolutely great at it. This is not the future we were promised. This is right.
Promised jetpacks.
So when you say that, when you've historically said we were promised jetpacks, it's a euphemism for this is not the future we were promised, essentially, right?
We were promised jetpacks, and we don't have it. You saw Back to the Future 2. There are no hoverboards. Well, I mean, there are now, but they're bad.
I love the end of Back to the Future 1. It was like, oh, you can put anything in here now. And it's just like putting banana peels. Like, you don't need to get the plutonium anymore to charge up the DeLorean.
Where we're going, there are no roads.
Almost got that Lego for Ruben yesterday. Back to the Future DeLorean.
Has he seen it?
It's a great question. It's a great question.
Thanks, Dad. What is this?
Because, I mean, that movie has also got some weirdness that has to be explained. Like, so the mom is trying to make out with the son.
Yeah. Don't take Leah Thompson away from me. All right, we got to take a break, sir.
No, because we got to turn the page.
Let's
do it. I get it.
Let's do it.
We will turn the page? Question mark next here on The Score.
What is Shane Waldron doing?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.